Daily Rest, Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. The devotional theme this week is Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Jeremiah 23, verse 28. Two big teachings. Don't mix them. When handling these two important teachings of God's word, law and gospel, it is of utmost importance that we don't mix them together. The law says we're sinners who deserve nothing but hell, and that we can't change that. The gospel says that Jesus is our only Savior, sent from heaven to earth to take our punishment for us and give us a perfect record and the reward of heaven. The law is never to be used in showing people their salvation or be used as a way to be saved. The gospel is never to be used in showing people their sin, guilt, and punishment. Seeing what the teachings are and what they are not, perhaps you can see the danger in mixing them. We are in danger when we say things like, if you believe in Jesus as your Savior and keep the law, you will be saved. Or, look at what Jesus did for you. It would be a shame now if you sinned. If we mix them, we might as well be telling dreams and feeding people useless chaff instead of the hearty and healthy wheat that is God's word. Mixing the two is like mixing ammonia and bleach, the product of which is mustard gas, a toxic fume. Mixing law and gospel produces a toxic fume that may endanger one's faith and get in the way of others coming to faith. Let the two stand separately so that they may work in their particular roles. May God grant us wisdom by the Holy Spirit through His Word, that we may grow wiser in our use of Scripture, remembering that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Preserve thy word and preaching, the truth that makes us whole, the mirror of thy glory, the power that saves the soul. O may this living water, this dew of heavenly grace, sustain us while here living, until we see thy face. The Lutheran Hymnal, 264, verse 5. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.